In Afghanistan, the Taliban has had a change of heart of sorts when it comes to television. When the Taliban was in power, it banned TV and even photographs of people, declaring them un-Islamic. The U.S. removed the regime from Kabul nearly 5 years ago. And now that Taliban fighters are fighting a guerrilla war, they're using the same technology they once renounced. From Kabul, NPR's Ivan Watson reports on the Taliban's evolving propaganda war.
The opening credits say this video was produced by the studio of the jihadi leader. It begins with gunfire and a logo that shows the flag of the Taliban, a sword and a machine gun. And then footage of Afghan men in robes and turbans hiking through the mountains, carrying weapons on their backs, praying by a riverside, and then ambushing an American patrol. It's an on-camera performance that would have been unthinkable when the Taliban ruled Afghanistan. Waheed Mujda is an Afghan journalist who was once a bureaucrat in the Taliban government.
This is the big change, I think.
He says the Taliban has made a technological and ideological leap with these propaganda videos, especially in one DVD, which shows footage of a man Mujda claims is the Taliban leader Mullah Omar, preparing to fire a rocket from a mountaintop.
We never saw a video from Mullah Omar, and they never allowed this kind of thing. But now we can see everything is possible for these people, everything is allowed.
A spokesman for the U.S. military says it would be difficult to confirm whether it is in fact Mullah Omar in this video, since so few photos were taken of him, even when he was in power. 2 or 3 years ago, Taliban guerrillas communicated their statements to the outside world by calling in to Afghan radio stations from undisclosed locations or by distributing threatening leaflets called night letters. But those methods have changed. 2 weeks ago, this young doctor awoke to find a shiny DVD lying in the courtyard of his family's house. Overnight, he said, someone had scattered hundreds of DVDs around the village of Niazi, which is located less than 3 miles from the center of Kabul.
I watched it and I saw a teacher who was being beheaded by Taliban, and we saw a man who had the uniform of the National Army on, and he goes with a motorbike and blows himself up.
The doctor refuses to give his name because he's afraid the Taliban may come and get him.
When a thing like this happens in 2 kilometers from the distance from the presidential palace, do you think that we can feel secure?
In this Taliban video, entitled Spies, masked men use knives to saw off the heads of at least 6 alleged informants. The sequence concludes with the words, "the result of spying," followed by 3 exclamation points. This grisly scene looks like a direct imitation of videos shot by insurgents in Iraq. In fact, some of the more professionally produced videos appear to have been made not by Afghans, but by Arabs. This video was produced by a group that calls itself As-Sahab Media. That's the same organization that puts out videos of al-Qaeda leaders like Ayman al-Zawahiri. This video opens with computer graphics of rockets striking a U.S. map. It shows several men making a bomb, and then footage of a Humvee hitting a huge landmine as it crosses an Afghan riverbed, all accompanied by Arabic subtitles. NATO and Afghan government officials agree that the Taliban's propaganda machine has gotten more sophisticated, even as the fighting has gotten more intense. This was the bloodiest year yet of the Taliban insurgency, with more than 3,000 people killed, including around 150 foreign troops. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.
And you can see clips from Taliban videos at npr.org.